and that we can be his children. You know, I think it's a reason God wants us as his children to gather together collectively to remind each other and to focus back on Christ. You know, we get busy in our everyday life. We get busy doing the things we do. But it's good to gather together and to focus on what God has done for us, what Jesus has done for us. So I'm happy to be here with you. It's good to see Brother Manuel, Janet, and the family, and I know some of yous, and like Manuel alluded to, we had a lot of good times together in our teenage years. Manuel was a good friend of mine, and so we kind of kept this contact back and forth, and I think we visit him a little oftener than he visits us, but we'll have to work on that a little bit. But nevertheless, it's good to be here. So just a few thoughts this morning to stir our thinking. This week I was reading through Lamentations. If you turn your Bibles to Lamentations chapter 3, this chapter here is, it starts out quite negative. I think the prophet here that was writing, he was lamenting the fact of Israel's state. Things were not going well. It seemed like God had forsaken his people. But if you keep reading that chapter, I'm going to cut in verse 21. The first part is, you know, kind of negative. But when it got to verse 21, it kind of changed its tune. And I think I want to encourage the church this morning with a few verses here. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21, I'll start there. It says this way, "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope." In other words, the first part of the chapter was negative. He felt forsaken. Things were oppressed. And then he cuts in there and he says, in verse 22, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And that's a blessing as God's children. I enjoy getting up in the morning when things are quiet, when things are still, and just reflecting on the mercies of the Lord. There's something about the morning, a new day, just to meditate and to spend time with the Lord. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And that kind of reflects, as I was reading that, I thought of Psalm chapter 37. It talks about trusting in the Lord. It says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." And it says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord." And then in verse 7, it says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." There's some verses that kind of echo verse 26, that we should just wait and hope in God. You know, sometimes you look around and what's going on in the world today, and things seem how would you explain it? But when we sit and we meditate on the Lord and we find our confidence in Christ and what God has done for us. And then verse 27, it says, "It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth." And I just want to encourage you, young people, it's good to follow the Lord in your youth. It is good. I'm not sorry that I gave my heart to the Lord when I was, 15? And, it's been a growing experience. I wasn't perfect. But I'm not sorry that I chose to follow the Lord in my youth. The Lord has been very good to me, and I'm sure others can echo that. So my encouragement for youth is follow the Lord in your youth. And Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So why wouldn't we want to follow Christ? Why wouldn't we want to yoke up with Christ in our youth? So I just want to encourage you, because my dad and I, and there's some other brothers, we go into the prisons and we minister to the men there. And the wages of sin is hard. These men that find themselves running from God, a lot of these actually ran from God, but then they come to the prisons, and all of a sudden they come to the end themselves, they find God. But nevertheless, there's a reaping for the life they live. So how much better for youth and children to follow the Lord and to trust Him and take His yoke, because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Sin is, it gets a hold of you. It always takes you further than you want to go. You know, sin is just a little bit, but it always pulls you in. And these men find themselves locked in a cell because that's, you know, some people get away with it, yes, but more times than not, there's consequences for our life. So I just want to encourage you, follow the Lord in your youth. How much better it is for that. And if you go down to verse 31, for the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause the Lord approveth not. Verse 37 says, who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? We can rest the sovereignty of God. When the world around us seems to be turned upside down and we don't know where things are going, but we can put our trust in the Lord. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sin? Now we'll just close there with verse 40 and 41. It says, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto the God in the heavens. So as a kind of a call to see where we're at in my life, in your life, to search the Lord and to find him, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So I just want to encourage you with that. Just want to bless the congregation here and keep serving the Lord, and to keep focus. Christ is our focus, and we should find our unity in Christ Jesus because of what he has done for us. So may the Lord bless you. Maybe we'll just bow our heads for a prayer. Lord, we just thank you for your love to us. Thank you that we can be your children. Thank you that it's nothing that we have done, but it's your mercy. It is the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross that we could have life, and that we could have it more abundantly. Thank you that it is not who our father is or who our descendants is, but whosoever will may come and come to you and find rest, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Bless each soul here today. Ask that you would speak to our hearts, Father. Pray that you would strengthen the saints. Pray that you would bless those that are seeking you, and those that are struggling, may they find your presence. I pray for those that might not know you, Lord. I pray that your spirit would cause, because no man comes to you except the Father draw them. So we pray that you would draw us together to your side, and that we would find our rest in Christ Jesus. So we worship you this morning. We thank you that you died for us, and ask that you would just bless this day, that we will be strengthened in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.